1. What is API versioning and why is it important? API versioning is a technique used to manage changes in an API over time, ensuring backward compatibility and smooth integration for clients. It is important to avoid breaking changes for existing users while introducing new features and improvements. 2. How can API versioning be implemented in a REST API? API versioning can be implemented in a REST API using URL path versioning, query parameter versioning, or header versioning. 4.3. What is Swagger, and how does it help in documenting APIs? Swagger is a framework that helps in designing, building, and documenting RESTful APIs. It generates interactive API documentation, making it easier for developers to understand and use the API. It also provides tools for testing API endpoints directly from the documentation. 4. What is OpenAPI, and how does it relate to Swagger? OpenAPI is a specification for describing RESTful APIs. Swagger is a set of tools built around OpenAPI, such as Swagger UI and Swagger CodeGen, which help in generating and consuming OpenAPI definitions. OpenAPI is the specification, while Swagger provides the implementation tools. 5. What is the purpose of the @API annotation in Swagger? The @API annotation is used at the class level in Swagger to describe the entire API. It provides metadata such as the title, description, and tags to organize API methods. 6. How do you define an API operation in Swagger? An API operation is defined using the @API operation annotation. This annotation is applied to the method and provides details about the operation, such as its description, HTTP method, and response type. 7. How do you include parameter descriptions in Swagger documentation? Parameter descriptions can be included using the @apiperm annotation. This annotation allows you to specify details such as whether the parameter is required and provide a description. 8. How can you specify response status codes in Swagger? Response status codes can be specified using the @api response annotation. This annotation is used to define different status codes and the corresponding response messages. 9. How can you handle authentication in Swagger? Authentication in Swagger can be handled by defining security schemes, such as API keys, OAuth2, or basic authentication, in the Swagger configuration. 10. What is the role of the @api model annotation in Swagger? The @api model annotation is used to describe a model class, data object, in Swagger. It provides metadata about the model, such as its description, which helps generate better API documentation. 11. How can you use Swagger UI to test API endpoints? Swagger UI provides an interactive interface where users can explore and test API endpoints. By visiting the Swagger UI page, users can click on available endpoints, input parameters, and execute requests directly from the UI to see the response. 12. How do you specify the base path for the API in Swagger? The base path for the API can be specified in the Swagger configuration by using the path method in the docket bean. 13. What is the difference between Swagger 2 and OpenAPI 3? Swagger 2 is the older version of the Swagger specification, whereas OpenAPI 3 is an updated and more feature-rich specification. OpenAPI 3 includes enhanced support for components, better security definitions, improved parameter handling, and more comprehensive documentation features compared to Swagger 2. 14. How can you enable CORS support in Swagger for cross-origin requests? CORS, cross-origin resource sharing, can be enabled by adding a CORS filter in the Spring configuration. 15. How do you generate a Swagger documentation file in JSON or YAML format? Swagger can generate the documentation file in JSON or YAML format by accessing the /v2/apidocs endpoint. For example, visiting http://localhost:8080/v2/apidocs will generate the Swagger JSON documentation. This can be saved or converted into YAML format using tools like Swagger Editor. 16. What are the advantages of using versioning in APIs? API versioning allows you to introduce new features and changes in the API without affecting existing consumers. It provides backward compatibility, avoids breaking changes, and enables developers to make improvements while maintaining support for legacy users. 17. How can you make an API versioning strategy flexible? An API versioning strategy can be made flexible by choosing a versioning method that suits the needs of the API consumers. For example, using semantic versioning in the header or using path versioning allows clients to opt into the version that best fits their use case, providing more flexibility in how changes are introduced. 18. How do you specify a deprecated API method in Swagger? In Swagger, you can use the @API operation annotation with the deprecated flag set to true to indicate that an API method is deprecated. 19. What is the purpose of the @API response annotation in Swagger? The @API response annotation is used to specify details about the response of an API operation, such as the status code, message, and response type. It helps in providing detailed documentation for each possible response to an API endpoint. 20. How can you handle custom response types in Swagger? Custom response types can be handled in Swagger by defining a custom class or model and associating it with the API operation using the @API response annotation. 21. How do you define a custom model in Swagger for complex response data? You can define a custom model in Swagger by creating a POJO, plain old Java object, class, and annotating it with @API model and @API model property. 22. How do you handle request validation in Swagger documentation? Request validation in Swagger documentation can be done by annotating the request parameters or body with Java bean validation annotations such as @NotNull, @Size, or @Email. Swagger will automatically display these constraints in the documentation. 23. How do you document different response types in Swagger for the same endpoint? You can document different response types for the same endpoint in Swagger using the @API responses annotation, where you specify each possible response code and the corresponding response class. 24. How do you configure a custom error response in Swagger? A custom error response can be configured by creating an error response model and using @API response with a custom class. 25. How do you handle pagination in API responses using Swagger? Pagination can be handled in Swagger by defining a response model that includes metadata such as total pages, current page, and items per page, along with the actual data. 26. How do you enable JWT authentication in Swagger UI? JWT authentication can be enabled in Swagger UI by configuring the Swagger API documentation to accept an authorization header with a JWT token. This can be done by using the security schemes and security configuration. 27. What is the purpose of the @API operation annotation in Swagger? The @API operation annotation is used to provide additional information about a specific API operation, endpoint, such as its description, expected responses, and other metadata like whether it is deprecated or not. 28. How do you handle multiple versions of an API using Swagger? Multiple versions of an API can be handled in Swagger by creating separate docket beans for each version and setting the base path accordingly. 29. How can you display models in Swagger that are referenced from other models? In Swagger, you can reference models in other models by using @API model property annotations to point to other model classes. 30. How do you manage Swagger documentation for different environments, e.g., development, production? Swagger documentation for different environments can be managed by using different Swagger configurations based on the active profiles. For example, you can have a @profile annotation to load different docket beans based on the active Spring profile. 31. How do you document an endpoint that requires query parameters in Swagger? You can document query parameters in Swagger by using the @requestPerm annotation and specifying it with @APIPerm to provide additional metadata like description and default value. 32. How do you define a path parameter in Swagger documentation? You define a path parameter in Swagger by using the @path variable annotation in your method parameters and annotating it with @APIPerm for additional documentation. 33. How do you exclude certain methods or classes from Swagger documentation? You can exclude methods or classes from Swagger documentation using the @APIIgnore annotation. 34. How do you handle the versioning of your API using Swagger? API versioning in Swagger can be handled by setting different base paths for each version. You can create separate docket beans for each version and specify the version in the path. 35. How do you specify that an endpoint consumes a specific media type in Swagger? You can specify the consumes media type using the @requestMapping annotation with the consumes attribute, or you can use the @API operation annotation to specify the supported content types. 36. How do you document a multi-part file upload in Swagger? To document a multi-part file upload in Swagger, use @requestPerm for the file parameter and annotate it with @APIPerm. 37. How do you add authentication support to your Swagger UI? You can add authentication support to Swagger UI by configuring a security scheme for JWT or basic authentication. 38. How do you specify the parameter types in Swagger? Parameter types in Swagger are specified using annotations like @requestPerm, @requestBody, or @pathVariable, along with @APIPerm to provide additional metadata like description, default value, and required status. 39. How do you enable Swagger documentation for a Spring Boot application? To enable Swagger documentation in a Spring Boot application, add the Swagger dependencies to your palm.xml file and configure the Swagger docket bean in a configuration class. 40. How do you document query parameters as required in Swagger? You can document query parameters as required by setting the required attribute of the @requestPerm annotation to true, and use @APIPerm for further documentation. 41. How do you configure Swagger for multiple versions of an API? To configure Swagger for multiple versions of an API, you can create separate Docket beans for each version, each with its own base package and path settings. 42. How do you define custom error responses in Swagger? You can define custom error responses in Swagger by using at API response to specify different HTTP statuses and descriptions. 43. How do you document a post method with a request body in Swagger? You document a post method with a request body in Swagger using the at request body annotation and at API perm for additional documentation. 44. How do you add descriptions to parameters in Swagger? You can add descriptions to parameters in Swagger by using the at API perm annotation and specifying a description value. 45. How do you configure Swagger for basic authentication? You can configure Swagger for basic authentication by specifying a security scheme in the Swagger configuration. 46. How do you document an optional query parameter in Swagger? You can document an optional query parameter in Swagger by using the at request perm annotation with required equals false and providing additional metadata using at API perm. 47. How do you customize Swagger UI appearance? You can customize the appearance of Swagger UI by modifying the swaggerui.html file or by passing options via the Swagger configuration. 48. How do you specify multiple response types for an endpoint in Swagger? You can specify multiple response types for an endpoint using at API responses to define the possible HTTP status codes and their corresponding response classes. 49. How do you generate an OpenAPI specification from Swagger annotations? You can generate an OpenAPI specification from Swagger annotations by using a tool like Swagger Code Gen or OpenAPI Generator, which will create an OpenAPI compliant document from the annotations in your code. 50. How do you document a deprecated method in Swagger? You can document a deprecated method in Swagger by using the at API operation annotation with the deprecated equals true attribute. 51. How do you document an API endpoint with a file upload in Swagger? You can document an API endpoint with a file upload by using the at request perm annotation and specifying consumes equals multipart slash form data. 52. How can you add a description to the Swagger documentation? You can add a description to the Swagger documentation by using the at API operation annotation. 53. How do you use Swagger with Spring Security? You can use Swagger with Spring Security by configuring Swagger to ignore security constraints or by defining security schemes for authentication in the Swagger configuration. 54. How do you add tags to group your Swagger documentation? You can add tags to group your Swagger documentation by using the at API annotation at the class level or using at API operation at the method level. 55. How do you enable Swagger documentation only for certain profiles? You can enable Swagger documentation only for certain profiles by using a conditional at profile annotation or setting the spring.profiles to active property. 56. How do you create an API documentation with OAuth2 authentication in Swagger? You can create API documentation with OAuth2 authentication by configuring Swagger to use OAuth2 security schemes. 57. How do you define a custom model for the request and response bodies in Swagger? You define a custom model for the request and response bodies in Swagger by creating a Java class and annotating it with at API model and its properties with at API model property. 58. How do you add custom response messages to your API endpoints in Swagger? You can add custom response messages to your API endpoints in Swagger by using at API response annotations. 59. How do you define a custom model for a request body with nested objects in Swagger? You define a custom model with nested objects by creating Java classes for the nested models and using at API model and at API model property annotations. 60. How do you document a method with a response that has a status code of 202, accepted? You can document a method with a response that has a status code of 202 by using the at API response annotation. 61. How do you document multiple versions of the same API in Swagger? You can document multiple versions of the same API in Swagger by using the group name property in your Swagger configuration and separating your APIs into different groups based on version. 62. How do you add API documentation for deprecated endpoints in Swagger? You can add API documentation for deprecated endpoints in Swagger by using the at API operation annotation with the deprecated equals true parameter. 63. How do you add metadata like API title and description in Swagger documentation? You can add metadata like API title and description in Swagger documentation by using the @EnableSwagger2 annotation and configuring a Docket bean. 64. How do you exclude certain API endpoints from Swagger documentation? You can exclude certain API endpoints from Swagger documentation by using the @APIIgnore annotation or by configuring Swagger to exclude paths. 65. How do you add request parameters to Swagger documentation? You can add request parameters to Swagger documentation by using the @apiprom annotation on method parameters. 66. How do you specify response status codes and messages in Swagger? You can specify response status codes and messages in Swagger using the @apiresponse annotation. 67. How do you define query parameters in Swagger documentation? You can define query parameters in Swagger documentation by using the @requestPerm annotation along with @apiprom for documentation. 68. How do you add a header parameter to Swagger documentation? You can add a header parameter to Swagger documentation by using the @requestHeader annotation along with @apiprom for documentation. 69. How do you document API responses with different content types in Swagger? You can document API responses with different content types by using the @apiresponse annotation and specifying consumes and produces attributes. 70. How do you document a RESTful API with OpenAPI 3.0? You can document a RESTful API with OpenAPI 3.0 by using annotations like @OpenAPI definition and @operation in your Spring configuration. 71. How do you add an example value for a request body in Swagger? You can add an example value for a request body in Swagger using the @requestBody annotation with the @example object for the body. 72. How do you document API headers with specific types and formats in OpenAPI? You can document API headers with specific types and formats in OpenAPI using the header section within the operation object. 73. How do you define a request body schema in OpenAPI 3.0? You define a request body schema in OpenAPI 3.0 using the content and schema properties. 74. How do you document security requirements in OpenAPI 3.0? You document security requirements in OpenAPI 3.0 by using the security attribute in your API definition, specifying the security scheme. 75. How do you specify the response content type for different responses in Swagger? You specify the response content type for different responses in Swagger using the @apiresponse annotation with the produce_s76. How do you document multiple response types for an API operation in OpenAPI? You document multiple response types for an API operation in OpenAPI by defining multiple responses with different status codes and content types. 77. How do you add response headers to Swagger documentation? You add response headers to Swagger documentation by using the @apiresponse annotation with the response headers attribute. 78. How do you define a default response in OpenAPI? You define a default response in OpenAPI by using the default keyword in the responses section. 79. How do you specify query parameters in OpenAPI? You specify query parameters in OpenAPI by using the parameters array within the operation object. 80. How do you add authentication details to Swagger documentation? You add authentication details to Swagger documentation by defining security schemes such as API key, OAuth2, or JWT. 81. How do you document the return type of an API operation in Swagger? You document the return type of an API operation in Swagger using the @apiresponse annotation with the response attribute. 82. How do you define a custom response status code in OpenAPI? You define a custom response status code in OpenAPI using the responses section and specifying the status code along with the description. 83. How do you document an error response with a custom message in Swagger? You document an error response with a custom message in Swagger using the @apiresponse annotation, including a custom message in the description. 84. How do you document API query parameters in Swagger? You document API query parameters in Swagger using the @apiprom annotation for each parameter.